Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Well, once again, God has given me the privilege to step before the mic to tell you, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. That something is Jesus Christ. I thank the Goodmans sing a song, The Wonderful, Beautiful Name of Jesus. And I think that it's a beautiful song and it's a beautiful name. So let's worship Him in spirit and in truth today. Let's get right into our service and do this song for you. And this one says, Farther Along.
Be thus.
Yes, sir, we'll understand it all by and by. All tears will be wiped from our eyes. There'll be no guess so, hope so. We will know so when we come to that country that belongs to us. And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, I appreciate Ann and Carol Cole and their support on the broadcast, Louise and James Ellison, and Barry and Patty Harper. Let's continue to pray for Patty, pray for Martha. And I've got so many people to pray for. I appreciate hearing from Cecil Snyder and his wife up in White Sulphur. Said, I used to go up there to the camp meeting. And I talked to a man tonight in church, and he remembers when I was up there. So I appreciate these people. I appreciate them not forgetting me. I've been in this way a long way. I've been preaching the gospel for a long time, and I ran into a lot of people. So I want to send a broadcast out to all of you. I want you to enjoy every blessing that God has for you, okay? Let's go down and listen to this song, okay?
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes. And when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand. And this I heard him softly say. Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me.
Yes, lead me to the altar. Every time I play that song, I think of my good friend Garland Groves, who got home to be with the Lord. And many of my friends have done gone to the other side, but I haven't forgotten them. I work with them in ministry, and we work together. And I think we got along pretty good. So I want to always remember him in that song. So let's go back now and listen to this song. And I hope you enjoy this one also.
Friend, don't worry about the heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it should send me to my knees. I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith can only reach out through this dark precious drop of his blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Now, very soon now, I'm gonna reach the hill Golgotha. I'm gonna see a cross so cruelly fashioned from that tree. Oh, but if just one precious drop of his blood should touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
Right, as soon as you have touched Calvary. Calvary can make a brand new person out of you. I remember Oral Roberts and Billy Graham was talking one time, and Billy Graham said, well, I said, my ministry is to get them saved. And Oral Roberts said, my ministry is to get them filled with the Spirit. So I'm glad that their ministries work together. There's teachers, there's preachers, and there's many things. But anyhow, the main thing is to believe in God. All things are possible for them that will believe. So let's go right back down, listen to this song, and I'll be back with today's message.
A trial of stone down in the valley. I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me. Place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher
Yes, sir. Even the valley is higher ground. Have you ever decided to make a decision? I remember in 2 Kings 7 and 3, he said, "Why sit we here till we die? Why sit we here until we die?" You know, it's important that a man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. We talk about the appointment that we must keep. That's an appointment that we cannot miss. And we're going to have to face the grim reaper. I mean, if we live long enough, we're going to die. All things must die. And we're either going to leave this world by the grave or by the error, either in the rapture, or we're going to leave this world when we die. But it's important unto man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. And you know, I read in the scripture here, it says, "Why sit we here till we die?" Well, there was a bunch of boys had leprosy. And I can just imagine as they sat around and they were talking, they said, "Hey," one said, "Why are we sitting here dying?" And the other said, "I don't really realize why we're dying. And if we go into the city, we're going to die. If we stay here, we're going to die." So they didn't have a whole lot of choice. And I say to you today, you got a choice. You can choose to live or choose to die. Jesus said, "I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Read just below there, and the Bible said, "The devil, he cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy." And the devil is wanting to destroy your life. But Jesus wants to give you an abundant life. And the boys sat there and they talked it over. And they said, "Well, if we go into the city, we're going to die. And if we stay here, we're going to die. So what is the choice?" And I asked you today, what is the choice that you're making? Have you made a choice for God? Have you decided to go into the city? Have you decided to move forward for God? How many games have you been? Have you won because you decided to go for the extra point? I remember in West Virginia years ago, they were playing Georgia Tech, and it was 4th and inches to go, and they went back to punt the ball, and when they went back to punt the ball, the boy lateral the center throwed the ball back to one of the fullbacks, and he ran and got the first down, and they went on and won the game. Well, if you decide to make the right decision and go on, go for it, who knows? You may win. There's no doubt about it in my life. If you'll turn to Christ right now, you can win. Because winners never quit, and quitters never win. And we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God saves us. A lot of people say, "Well, you can't know it." Well, the Bible said we can know when we pass from death unto life, because we have love one for another. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart. But life is not a game. It's real. Hey, men die and go into the grave. And the Bible says some sleep without hope and some sleep with hope. But in this Memorial Sunday morning, we're reminded that Jesus said the trump of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to ever be with the Lord in air. Hey, the story is a matter of life and death. And we can live, it will only trust God. He said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." We say, "Well, we'll enter into the city and the famine is there and we die there. And we'll sit here until we die." Why have you been given the great matter of choice? Because to move forward for a decision. And we make a lot of decisions in our life. We're always faced with decisions. If we say, "Well, we'll live," we'll live. If we die, then we just die. And you know, we're going to die regardless. And we're either going to die with God or die without God. You need to know the cost of that decision. You cannot see the results until you've tried it. And you know, you might be sitting there right now and you're dying in sin. Hey, sin is a killer. It'll kill you. It'll destroy you. It'll destroy your mind, your body, and your soul. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. And we can willingly follow our decision. We can decide to get up from our seat of do-nothing and start doing something. And so they rose up in the twilight or the dawn of the new day. Hey, it will be the twilight of a brand new day in your life. When you start out for God, that's a brand new life. Hey, he takes old things and they pass away. And behold, all things become brand new. Hey, he said that to come, this is not a game that we're playing, but it's for real life. They go to the camp of the Syrians, but God has called a great commotion. And the Syrians said, hey, the armies of God have rose against us. What is it that you're trying to decide on? Hey, if you're trying to decide on a marriage or a son going bad or a daughter going bad or a job or something like that, why don't you turn it over to God? My mother turned me over to God, and I had to give in to God because my mother's prayers were answered and honored. Hey, what a problem is it that you have or deciding on? If it's a problem, you can search for that problem and find it. If it's sickness, God is the great physician. If you're financially in debt up to your heels and can't get out, then turn your needs over to him. He said, I will supply all that you need according to my riches in glory. You've decided to make the decision, and God will do the rest. I can truly say for you, I have been where I had two pennies and not even two pennies to rub together. I've been at poverty's door. I've been there. I've got t-shirts in my closet to prove it. Martha and I have not always lived a good life. And now Martha's down and I'm all alone. It seemed like we lived 59 long years together. And when we come to the end of the road, we're separated. She will never know my end, and I will know hers. My prayer is, God, let me live at least one day after I put my wife away. Because we lived 59 good years, had four good boys, and now they got wives. They've got children. I've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I've turned them all over to God. For the Lord hath made a host of the Syrians to hear the noise of the chariots and the sound of the horses, even the sound of a great host. Hey, I say to you today, if you decide to make that decision, God will do the rest. So I'm asking you today, make that decision for God. Don't leave him out of your life. And you need him. Hey, he doesn't need you. You need him. He's looking for you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I'll come into him, and I will sup with him, and he will sup with me. Hey, wouldn't you like to have peace in your heart? Peace like a river. I remember that song. They used to sing that song so many years ago. I got peace like a river. He will give you peace like a river that will undergird your soul, that will lift up your life. Hey, those lepers found out that God is just exactly what he said he would be. He said, I'll be a deliverer in the time of your trouble. Hey, no seas can stand before you. He said, your enemies will come before you on the right and on the left. But behold, if I be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. Sir, I'm saying for you today, don't sit there and die. Turn to God right now before it's everlasting too late.
just need repair. The windows and the shutters, letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving all my mind. You know, that's all that I've been thinking about most of the time.
My Father, as we come to close your broadcast today, you know there's many things on my heart and mind. I think about Martha. I think about how we've been married 59 years. And now we're separated, Lord. And she's sick, has Alzheimer's. And I'm still carrying the gospel on. People have helped me, supported me. And people must love this broadcast. And they continue to support me. And Lord, as long as they support me, I'll continue to minister on. My body is old. I'm tired and weary. But I'm still pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Not thinking about quitting, but Lord, just pressing on. And I thank you for the strength you give me, Lord, and for the messages you give me and the songs you give me and a good wife, Lord, to love me and care for me over the years. But Lord, now she's unable to do that. But I pray your kind mercy upon her and all my sick people out there in the radio lands, those who have paid and prayed and bombarded heaven for me. I thank you for them. I thank you, Lord, that they paid and prayed. They love this preacher, man. They love the ministry that I preach. And Lord, you know that's all I'm after, is to preach the gospel. I've been preaching the gospel for many years. And Lord, I don't want to quit now. I want to continue my ministry. And I pray you continue to give me souls for my labor. God, bless the ministry. Bless the radio ministry. And Lord, I'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I trust today that we've said something, done something. I have just poured my heart out to you this morning on this Memorial Day Sunday. I know that being Martha, being separated like we are, and it's hard. No giving up on it. It's just a hard situation. My heart goes out to Martha, and I know that people have seen her on Facebook, and God, she's just having a terrible time. So, Lord, I pray that you'll continue to bless her. Bless my great-granddaughter, God. She's having a terrible time. And Lord, there's so many people in my listening audience that's having a terrible time, but God, you're an awesome God. You can speak and things can happen. You said, well, my people would pray and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I heal their land. And Lord, there needs to be healing. There needs to be a touch of God today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Happy Memorial Day. Go to the house of God today. We'll be starting revival now on the 12th. I'll be telling you more about that a little later on. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.